Yesterday we started Siman Tzadik Aleph, Sif Aleph, Sif Beis, about when you need Hadoche, okay, Lachatchila, shouldn't have them touch. If you're going to need Hadoche, if there's a Chashash, a Gzeira D'Rabban, he may forget to do the Hadoche, okay? And then the Shach has a long Arichas in Tzidkot and Gimel. The last line in that Shach, he quotes the Ramah in Kuf Chof Aleph, that if you have a Trefer Kli, people go to a Trefer restaurant and they want to use a Trefer Kli, everything is Tzainan, and it's only going to be Bikroi. So he quotes the Ramah, says like that, Kol Zeh B'derech HaRoi, Avon Bo L'shtamish B'hem Derech Keva, Apilu Tzainan, Osir, that's Gzeir D'Rabban, Gzeir Shem Mishtamish B'hem B'chamen, Kmosh Kosov, that's the Ramah in Kuf Chafal. And then if you want to use it, but to use it Bikroi, Mikra Din is Mutter, Bikroi is Mutter, because there's no B'liya B'tzainan. Of course, we're talking that the Kli is clean. So the Shach has a long Arichas. He quotes the Ramah and the Darkei Moshe. He's not happy about it, but they say, Svaris, there is a possibility that even to use the Trefer Kli, Bikroi, should also be Osa. There's no Chashash, Gzeir Hashem, Yovel, Ishtamish Bo, Bechamen. What's the Chashash only Bikroi, Bi'alma? So apparently, they seem to be assuming that there may be cases. The Ramah has some cases, and the Shach has other cases. They're concerned that there may be a blia of a mashuhu, and it's like a geder adin of eima batanis lechatchilam. Which cases do you think you have a blia of a mashuhu? Everything is tzainan b'tzainan. So the Ramah thinks that it may make a difference whether the trefer kli became treif b'chamen or b'tzainan. If the trefer blia was b'chamen, so it's more. There's more of a blia b'chamen. The haraya that we know, whenever you have a kli cheres, that gets a bliya b'chamen, so hagola doesn't help. But if the klicheris only has a bliya b'tzainen, so then mili yiri gimel yomim sometimes helps. If it's stam yenam, or if it's heterabol, or if it's chomis kadim ha-pesach, so you see that a bliya b'chamen enters in deeper than a bliya b'tzainen. So since a bliya b'chamen is mochomer, so the Ramah, and the Torah Schatas, and the Darkei Moshe, the Shach has a whole presentation over here, where the Ramah has all of this. So the Ramah has such a svara that maybe if the trefer kli became trefer yidei chamin, maybe not even allows you to use it for kosher food dikroi bialmo, even though there's no gzeira shema yovel d'shtamish bo b'chamin. Why? So the pashtus says he's concerned that there may be a bliya mashuhu, and that's called eima batanis lechatchila. The Shach is not so thrilled about that, but the Shach thinks maybe the correct, there seem to be some times that you're not allowed to. So then towards the end of the Shach, he thinks that maybe the word is klicheris is shiny. Because the Gemara says klicheres is more readily maflit. The Gemara says in Psochem and in Avodah Zarah that sometimes if you have a drink in a klicheres, you can see a liquid in klicheres, you can see that it permeates through and through the walls of the kli, and the kli will be perspiring on the outside. So since klicheres are more porous, so there's a chashash that maybe there'll be a blias mashu. Even if you only use it for kosher b'tzainin, b'kroi b'almo, and there's no chashash shema yovel d'shtamish bo b'chamin, that's only if you use b'kviyas. But there's still an issue. What's the issue? So they seem to be assuming that there may be some cases where there's a blia mashu. And that's a b'china v'ema v'atanis l'chatchina. Okay. Then we had Sivdala, the difference between Eloi Gover, Tatoi Gover, right? The difference between Eloi Gover, we spoke about that. That was the Kasha of the Placey that they quote on the side. What Shaycha Machlokes? Why don't you taste it to see if it has here? On the bottom, the Tzvila Tzadik on Sivdala quotes the Kasha from the Crazy Placey. How can you have a Machlokes in the Gemara? Rabbi Shmuel, but Eloi Gover, Tatoi Gover. Why don't you taste it and you'll find out? So Rav Soloveitchik suggests that maybe the machlekes is which is derech bishul. So then we have the problem. So if an ablias chamin that's not derech bishul doesn't das a pellet, the Ramban says that even though klisheni is not mevashel, but klisheni if it's yatzal edes but will be mavli or maflit, and he disagrees with the Bali Atais. The Bali Atais is in Perikir on Shabbos, and the Atais is in Sochem, and other places. The Atais always assumes that just like a klisheni is not mevashel, so to a klisheni doesn't make treif. Ramban says, what is making treif? What does a bliya making treif have to do with mevashel? If you have maliach kevesech and kovish kemevushel, has nothing to do with Bishul. There's no Bishul at all over there. And nonetheless, it makes treif. So B'liyas Chama should also make treif, even though it's only klisheni. And many, the Chsam Seif and the Talmid HaChsam Seif are in the Shulchan Aruch, it says you should be choshesh l'chatchila for this Ramban. And they were even choshesh sometimes b'di'evit, the Darkei Tshuva quotes it. They were even machmer sometimes even b'di'evit to be choshesh for this Shitas Ramban. That a be klisheni asus. It's takai pele, akin Tosis distinguish. Apparently Tosis holds there is a b'liya b'tzoinen and a b'liya tzoinen asus, but if you have a b'liya b'chamen, it only asus if it's derech bishul. It doesn't make any sense. That's the Ramban time. It doesn't make any sense. But where in the world did they get such an idea from? That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. Maybe that's what it says in this Gemara. That's the place he's kasha. Why don't you taste it and you see if it has a tam of an Issa? So the answer is you'll taste it and it will have the tam of an Issa. Clearly it does nice and tam. But the machlekes Rav Shmuel was which way is the derech bishul? Whichever one is not the derech bishul. So since it's a bliya b'chamen, so it does nasa. So then we had a problem. So how come it asks could they clip? We pass can tatoi go over. So if the tatoi is tzoinen, so it doesn't ask because it's not a derech bishul. So why did you say how to make a leibola? It sounds like there is a blia that asks, even though it's blia bechamin, and it's not derech bishul. So that's what we said yesterday. The Rebbe Kiveger and the Magen Avraham, the Rebbe Kiveger and the Prima Godin both quote the Magen Avraham and Hilchas Pesach. The answer the Shach's kash and Sivkot and Ches. Shach asks, how does the Ramah make such a statement in Siv Dalet that when you need a kedei klipa to make a leibola, when the tatoi is tzoinen neilo is chamin, so it only makes a bliya kedei klipa dasas. So if it gets mixed in, this kedei klipa gets mixed in, and you don't have shishim, so it's muta b'diyevet. It's against other places in the Yerodei where it says b'feirish, when you have a kedei klipa, it asas even b'diyevet unless you have shishim against it. So the Magen Avraham makes a statement that this din, that Ademeka Leibola asks Kadek Klippa, this din is only a Chumra B'Alma. Mikra din shouldn't be so it's Nitan Lehiyomer, the Pshat that we said before. It's a difficult and svar if you don't understand. Why should you say that a Bliyas Tzainan asks, even though it's not Derech Bishul, but if it's a Bliyas Chaman, only asks if it is Derech Bishul? But look, that seems to be the premise of the Sugya. Otherwise, you don't understand the whole Machlekes. That's the Kasha Rabbi Yonis and Ebeshitz. And the crazy place. What are they fighting about? Whether you like over Tatkoi Torah, taste it and you'll find out. So the answer is it does have a tam. But that kach nemar alocha that a bliyas chamin only asks if it's derech bishul. So pele dikedin. If everything is tzoinen, the loy and the totoi, everything is tzoinen. So the last line in Sif Dalet says, "V'nof luzel tasei tzoinen mediach habasim umutar." It's the same as Sif Aleph. You just do hadocha, and everything is kosher. Then we had the din of the Gemara, Moliach Kiraseach. So the Gemara said in Chulin, in Perikolabos, Moliach Kiraseach is only, if Zaina Nechel Machmas Molchai. Bos Hei Zaina Nechel Machmas Molchai. So in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote, there are two opinions in Tosfos on Adav. One opinion was, only Moliach came to boy lo liurcha, like you want to salt it to preserve it. So it's very, very salty. And even after you rinse off all the salt, the Shulchan Aruch says it's still going to be maleh, still going to be very salty. So one opinion of Tosfos was it's only Einan Necha Machmas Malcha if it's maliach kein de boy lo liyocha. The three kinds of maliach. One is kein de boy lo liyocha. A person is traveling, he wants to preserve it, it shouldn't get spoiled. Another one is malicha legdeira. How do you salt flesh in order to remove the dam? And then there's a malicha kein litzli because there's a machlekes harishonim when you do tzliya on meat that was never salted, do you need malicha or not? So most of the Rishonim hold you don't need malicha at all. Whenever you're broiling the meat, there's no need for malicha. The broiling will remove all of the dam. And we're machmal lechatchila like the Rambam that you need malicha muetas, but that's only malicha muetas. You don't need malicha meruba. That's tak shaila. That's how it comes up sometimes. Remember when I was in the rabbinate, I came once for a Shabbos. That was a shaila that a balabasta had. That she. On the liver. She brought the liver, she forgot to salt it in advance. So what's the din? So the whole din of, if you're broiling any flesh that wasn't salted before, the whole idea that you need malicha muetis is only a chumra lechatchila. But the yevet, if you forgot to do the malicha, so that's not miyakev. So it was mutter. That was a simple shan. Okay, that was mutter. So here they talk about the three kinds of malicha. So there was one opinion in Tosfos, malicha, kiraseach, zeinanecha, machmas, mochon, zonu malicha, kein de boi lo urcha. And we don't accept that, we accept the other opinion. Even Malicha Kein Legdeira is also Malich Keresef. But the Mechabah draws a distinction between the two. He says, if he salted it so much, Kein the boy Loli Yorcho, then Afilo Lacha Shehidicho, it's still considered Malich Keresef, unless you soak it in water for a while. When you soak it, then it'll be for a significant amount of time, then you get out all the Melech, then it'll no longer be Malich Keresef.
Rabbi, the Prima Gazan Rabbi Kiveger before about Adamekah Leibola. So in Hilchos Shabbos by Ira Kli Rishon, doesn't that seem, don't we approach their Kidei Klipa as not a Chumrah? And the source, and the source is from our Gemara?
Yeah, that's also.
There it's Meikar Adin.
I don't think so. The Meikar Adin is not. That's also a Chumrah. That's what the Prima Gazan says. That's also a Prima Gazan has it over here. It's only a Chumrah. That you're not allowed to pour burning hot liquid on something cold on the bottom, because I make a leibola, so it cooks kedei klipa. It says, "Adarab, it doesn't cook kedei klipa. That's only a chumrah, because that's only a chumrah. Therefore, it doesn't. The asering also only a chumrah." So the Mechaber draws this distinction that if you salted it so much, kein malich the boy lali yurcha afilo lacha sheidicha is adain havi malich kireser ad kol zman shelo shor b'mayim. But if you salted it, so then if you washed it off, so then once you rinsed it off afterwards, so it's no longer Malech Kereseh. What if you only salted it, Kein Litzli? So that for sure, that's not called Ein Anechel Mikaradin, that's not called Ein Anechel Machmas Molchoi. But nonetheless, the last line in the Ramah in Sif, there are two Ramahs and the three Ramahs in Sif A. So the first Ramah in Sif A, the last line he writes, the last two lines. Aber kol zman kol shalanim loch kol kach mechshiv tzaynim. V'yesham da'anan loy bikinun b'dovar. V'yesh lan alach shu afilu melichel etzli keresef tev lach mokam shen hefse merub. So we're machman that an any melichel. We're machman any melichel. Yeah, what's the din my melichel? Does it make a difference? Say loy govar tatoy govar. So the Mechaber says it does not make a difference. The Mechaber there in Sif Hei, second section of the Mechaber. Ve'ein chilik ben melech al yom et tofel tachton, le melech tachton tofel al yom melech mavliya bit tofel, because the whole, the way Rav Soloveitchik explained it makes good sense, because the whole word of Eloi gov et atoi gov is only a shayla, which is the derech bishul, but over here, it's not a bliya derech bishul, it's a bliya bit tzayna, so it shouldn't make a difference. The difficulty is that the Shach quotes that there were Rishonim who disagree. The Rashba does distinguish between Eloi Gova Tatoi Gova by Malicha. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes it in Hilchas Malicha and quotes it later on. So how do you explain that? He's assuming that it's a Metzias, that the difference between Eloi Gova Tatoi Gova is different from Metzias. So that was Rabbi Yonis and Ebeshitz's Kasha. How can you have a Machlek as a Metzias? Why don't someone should taste it and see? So it's a pellet. So the Shach says, but it's a steer and Shulchan Aruch. How come over there they do accept the Rashba, who distinguishes between Eloi Gova Tatoi Gova by Melicha? And here it says that there's no distinction. So the Shach explains. There, we're making a chilek with respect to Aser and Kedei Kuloi. We have the din, Maliach Kiroseach, that Maliach doesn't Aser Kedei Kuloi, just like Tzli doesn't Aser Kedei Kuloi. Tzli only Asers if you have kosher fish broiling next to non-kosher fish, or you have nevela meat next to kosher meat, so it only asers a little bit. It doesn't aser kedei kulo, the Gemara says. How much does it aser? So Tosfos wasn't sure whether kedei klipa, kedei netila. So we machme by tzli, we machme kedei netila, which is slightly more than klipa, and by maliach we're mekel with the sheer kedei klipa. So the Gemara says, even though tzli only asers kedei Netila, we'll say, but if you're dealing with the Dov Shamein, so then the Gemara says, Shaina Chelev de Mefafeya. Then it goes weiter, it goes Kedei Kula. So does this idea of Dov Shamein apply only to Tzli, or does it apply to Malicha as well? So that's weiter, Machlekes HaRishayin. So we're Machmer on that, that's in Sivov. Echamina Deino Eise, Kedei Klipa, Kishem Shemachas Mechaticha Shmeina. But if one of them is Shmeina, even if the Heter is Shamein, you should really have required that the Issus should be Shaman. If the Heter Shaman, how does that help? So that says in Shulchan Aruch by Tzliya, if the Issur is Dava Shein is Shaman, but the Heter is a Dava Shaman, So you assume that the hefta is going to be mefatem the yisr, and the yisr is going to be able to travel more than kedei netila. So we're machmeh here by melicha as well. This is a machlekes, whether dovish shamein plays a role by melicha, whether as is more than kedei klipa or not. So we're machmeh on that. So now the shach comes and he says, when do you say that your aser, if it's a dovish shamein, your aser even pes kedei klipa? So that's only if the maliach is on the bottom. That's the Rashba. We adopt that Rashba because you're dealing with a thing that's really a machlek zarishanim. Does malicha asa more than kedei klipa or not? So the Shulchan Aruch says that it does asa more than kedei klipa if you're dealing with a davar shamin. So that's a chumrah. So then we're mitzaref the shitas Rashba to be mekel. If the maliach is elyon and the tofel is tachton, then you say that tatoi govar, so dot nasa kedei klu. That's how the shachar emphasis in Sivkot and Yud Beis. Yeah, what is the last line in the Ramor in Simon in Sivov? The Chabad says, when you have a double shomein, so then the malichas is more than kedei klipa, just like by tzliyad asis kedei kulo, so to by malichad asis kedei kulo. So then the Ramor writes, "Va'ayla kamam misim kufay." What does that mean? So the Shach explains what it means. Nizboyer Shach nechav. He look in Simu Kufay. Nizboyer it says over there. The Ramor says, "Dile didan en chilik ben kachish l'sham l'chol melicha ana mishar mishisha." We machma on everything. So ain ana bikiyim. That's what we say. Here the Ramor said over here in the last line in the first Ramor in Sifay, ain ana bikiyim to know whether it's melicha. And he says over there, ain't on the bikim to know whether it's a dov shaman or not. So that's here machlekes Rabbi Kiveger on Sifhei has a machlekes with the Prima Godin. He quotes the Prima Godin and says he's not so convinced that he's right. The shaila is you have to be careful not to pile on all the chumras, a chumra on top of a chumra on top of a chumra. There's a limit how many chumras you have to do. See, we're talking about melicha litzli. So melicha litzli mikra din does naser. But there are more quotes from the Aruch, from the Isa V'Hatarach, ain't on the Bikim to distinguish between Melicha Litzli and Melicha Likdeira, so we're machmin even Melicha Likdi. And then Melicha only asks Kedei Klipa, shouldn't ask a Kedei Kulam, unless it's really a Dovah Shaman itself is a Machlaikis HaRishonim. By Tzliya, the Gemara says it goes Shaina Chelev de Mefafe. The Gemara never said it by Melicha. So Melicha is a Shaila HaRishonim, we're machmer. So it's already a Chumri, you go Kedei Kulam. Then we're going to say, ain't on the Bikim be Kachush L'Shamin. And then three chumers. We're saying melicha asis kedei kulo if there's a dava shamin. Then we're saying ain't on the bikim between a dava shamin and a dava kachish. Then we're saying ain't on the bikim to know whether it's melicha litzli and it does nasa melicha or melicha likdera does asa. So you already have three chumers piled up. So Rabbi Kivega thinks that's too much, and he quotes the Prima Godim who says all the way yach yemachmer even with the combination of everything. And he says this ain't a muchach l'fiyin is daiti. He writes with Israel. He doesn't think that you have to put together so many chumras. Right.
Rabbi asked from the Shach B'Shem and the Rashba that according to the Rav Soloveitchik's Hesber, it shouldn't. The Rav Soloveitchik himself, is, if the Rashba is going because the Ramban, so the Ramban himself will learn the Gemara as a Metzius.
Uh huh. So the Rashba is Lishitasu, you're
right.
Saying. So we really shouldn't accept that Rashba. So we really don't. We really don't accept that Rashba. We use the Rashba lahakel because we're dealing with chumras anyway. Because we're not so convinced that a dava shaman is mafafek de kula by malicha anyway. So we're makel with the Rashba, even though we really don't accept that. Mikra then we don't accept that Rashba. Okay, good. You are right. Okay. Then the Ramor has the first line in the Ramor in Sifhei has a wapra of a kula. It says the kula appears in Taisus lachad shinuyev. It says in parentheses in the Ramor. The parentheses in the Ramor were not written by the Ramor. The same thing on Arachayim on all Abrachal Keshulchan Aruch. The parentheses in the Ramor they give you all the marmakomis were written by somebody else in the first edition of the Shulchan Aruch. They had the Ramor. They didn't have all of these marmakomis. So someone was kind enough to look into the Darkei Moshe, into the Tur. And they gave you the marmakamis for every line in the Ramah. And once in a while, he wrote the wrong marmakam. So that's what every so often the shach will be masig, that the marmakam that was given is incorrect. Here it is correct. But every so often it's incorrect. So this first day in the Ramah is a wapra of a kula. That you only say you only say maliach kirasech if you salted the meat like likdera within the first 18 minutes. How long do they have to salt meat that the salt should do its job and accomplish to remove all of the dam? Remove all of the dam is not going to happen. Even if you leave it in salt for an hour and 2 hours, there's still going to be dam left behind. But the halacha declares, really, dam evarm shelo pirish is muta. I bet it's mamish dam. The answer is that's dina kibasa. If you take the flesh and you squeeze out the dam, so that's dam. Dam evarm shelo pirish, that's dam. Once you cook it, so dam shebishla is muta. So the Gemara said, why is dam machlekes? Whether it's the rice or the rabbanon, we pass from dam shebishla is only the rabbanon. So the Gemara Menachas said, and daf chafalef, why is dam shebishla only the rabbanon? Because not royal is rikal gabi hamizbech. So what does that mean? Bottom line, what boils down to what? It's dina kibasa. Once you have dam shebishloi, it's vaita dina kibasa. A lot of times we say the dam is mutter because it's the moel habasa. So dam ivarm shel apirish is mutter. It's moel habasa. And even in liver, that the Rishonim have a lashon. Tosis quotes a lashon from the Rabbi. In the time the other Rishonim, the kovet is kula dam. So one could have argued the point and said that to eat a raw liver, maybe the heter of dam ivarm shel apirish is mutter to eat raw meat. That's only other parts of the animal, but maybe in the liver, since it's kula dam, that should be also. So the Sridi Yesh as a Chuvi says, not true. He permitted even if, as a case, someone was interested in eating raw liver because he needed blood. So he says, also mutta, strictly speaking, dam evam shalat, it's mutta hetagomer. To eat raw meat, just have to wash off the blood on the surface. That's called dam evam shalat pirish. Once he washed off the blood on the surface, so he permitted to eat the raw meat because the dam evam shalat pirish is dina kibos. So the dam shebishla also, the mahalach, how we arrived at the conclusion that dam shebishla is not a nisa deraisa, because not royal is rikal gabi hamizbech. The Gemara says that it's totally a zebizeh. But bottom line, what did you say that dam shebishla is mutam and atar? Why? Because it's dina kibosa. So the same when you salt the meat. So how long do you have to salt the meat to succeed in getting out all of the dam? So they quote over here from the halachas gedolos that the Gemara says that. That maliach kiraseach, maliach kiraseach. So you need a shear tzliya. The shear tzliya they assume is a shear mill. So just like you need approximately a shear mill to broil meat, so too you need a shear mill to accomplish malicha to be motzi all of the dam. How much is a shear mill? So we usually the Mishnah Berurah always says that a shear mill is 18 minutes. So that's why we usually assume that over here it's 18 minutes. Truth of the matter is, Leo Levy has in his sefer on Zmani Min Halacha, he says that if you look in the Rishonim, the shear mill is really 22 and a half minutes. The 18 minutes they say before is the Hasaga and the Mishnah Berurah. The 18 minutes they say before is that we're using a different system, a different time system. We use the system that there are 24 hours in a day and 60 minutes in an hour. They had a different system that had less than 60, that had less than 60 minutes in an hour, so 80 minutes by then was equal to what we would consider 22 and a half minutes. But on our system, shear mill should really be 22 and a half minutes. So let's have someone is salting meat. So the meaning is, he's salting meat. You leave the salt for an hour. You're not mitzamtzem. Unless the person has some condition, he's not allowed to have salt. So you mitzamtzem, so you only leave it kishir mill. So how long is the shear mill? So it's not correct that it's 18 minutes. It's really 22. More correct, it's really 22 and a half minutes. Okay. So what happens after you salted the meat? Let's say you salted the meat for half an hour. The minute you salt the meat for an hour, and then you rinse it off afterward. You really succeeded in removing all of the blood? No, there's a lot of blood left. The answer is whatever blood is left after doing the shir malicha, we declare that that's dina kibosa. So they have three times that you're really eating blood mamish. All of it is blood mamish. And we say it's dina kibosa. The dam evarm shel apirish, we say is mutter because dina kibosa. The dam shepirish abishloi is mutter. So the mahalach the Gemara had because any royal lizrika gavi hamizbech. But bottom line, why is it mutter? Because dina kibasa, and after the shir malicha is up, and then you rinse it off, you do adach achreina. But there's always blood left. The blood from the capillaries is still there. So if you eat it raw, there's no shaila. Whatever is there is dam evam shelo pirish. But if you're going to cook it in a pot, so the dam is going to go into the juice, then it's going to go back in. So it's going to be dam evam shelo pirish. True, it'll be dam shebishloi. But it's still going to be we machmar adam shebishlam midirabban. So it's going to be dam evarm shepirish. The answer is whatever blood is left behind after the shir malicha is considered moel abasa. That's the pashtus. Adam shebishlai, That's how they have from Rav Chaim. Someone, I think Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky borrowed someone's. Someone had copied Rav Chaim's diary. Rav Chaim used to have a diary, and he wrote every day what he was mechadish. Started writing which museums he visited, and whom he bumped into, and the latest Lashon Hara, and all of his personal stories. So here, all of his personal stories were his learnings. So every day he wrote. So someone copied this and condensed it, and they lent it to Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky. So he made a copy of it, whatever, and then they printed it 20 years ago. They printed this Tagebuch of Rav Chaim. So Rav Chaim assumes over there that Dam Shebishloi is mutam and atar because dina kibosim. There's a tshuva from the Chiddush Harim where he has a different understanding. It's a little strange. He says that dam shebishlo is mutam and atar because it's isa shenishtana. There's a big discussion in halacha. What's a din if you have something with treif and then it undergoes a major change and it's a panim chadash balakan, totally different from what it was when you began. If you take raw chazer and you cook it, you have ham and eggs that you fried. So that's not nishtana. That's not called nishtana. What if you have an isa? That's totally nishtana. So the discussion appears in all places in Hilchos Birchos Hareach, in Arachaim and Simen Reish Tezayin. Why is it over there? Because that's where the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Yonah have the machlokes. So the Gemara says in the end of Ketzed Mevarchim, that on different besamim, we recite different brachas. Sometimes say bari meaning besamim, sometimes bari izvei besamim, bari atzei besamim, nosim riach tov baperes, bari shem and orev, or five different brachas depending on what it is. So then the Gemara says there was some kind of a besamim that they used to get from the Far East, and they used to import it to Bavel. Talmud Bavli quotes this. He's imported to Bavel, and the Gemara says that it's kosher. There's no chash of treifa. The Gemara doesn't talk whether it's kosher. So the Gemara says, when you smell it, what bracha do you say? So the Gemara says, the Gemara says it doesn't. It's not a derivative of a fruit or a vegetable or a flower or anything. It's a derivative from an animal. So therefore, you say bari minim b'salim. If it would have come from a flower, you would have said bari izbi b'salim, bari atzib b'salim. Would have come from a grass, you would say bari is bipsam. This is from an animal derivative, so you say bari minipsam. So the Gemara just talks, the Babli just talks, what bracha do you say when you smell it? So the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh have a discussion, are you allowed to mix it into food? Because people used this musk, it's still called musk, Adayamazah. The people in the perfume business, they call it musk. So this musk comes from a treifa animal from the Far East. And there's some kind of a gland in the neck of the animal, and this stuff collects in the gland, and it has a fragrant smell. So the Rabbeinu Yonah raises the issue, are you allowed to mix it into the food? Is it kosher or not? Because they heard that it comes from a non-kosher animal. So he writes that it's heter gomer. You're allowed to eat it because it's an issa shenishtana. What kind of an issa shenishtana? So he says, originally he claims that it started off, he thinks that it's not something that's produced by a gland. He thinks that it started off originally as blood, and then it undergoes some major change in the gland, and it's a psanisa shenishtana. I don't really understand why should it make it. If it comes from a non-kosher animal, even if it's not dam, even if it's any other excretion from another, an enzyme should also be treif. I don't remember. Maybe it's a kosher animal. Maybe it is a kosher animal. I don't remember. I think he says it's the Rabbeinu Yonah assumes it starts off as a dam, and then it becomes nishtana till it smells good and it tastes good. So since it's an isa shenishtana is mutter, and how does he know that isa shenishtana is mutter? So he brings a raya that if you have a container full of honey and you take a piece of nevela meat and you leave it in this honey long enough, so the meat will convert into honey. The honey will make a chemical effect on the meat, and all the meat will disappear, everything will turn into honey, and everything is kosher. You can eat all of the honey, even though it's clearly started off as nevel. So the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, and he says, Arvach Araboy. He gave a mashal to prove that it's right. Who says that the honey is mutta? Maybe the nevel of meat that converted into honey, maybe it's awesome. So that's the machlekes. So the Rabbeinu Yonah holds that an isa shenishtana is mutter, and the Rosh says, I'm not so convinced. How does he know that it's mutter? Where did Itaka come off to say that it's mutter? So this is the way he understood the Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah on Avodah Zarah lists off the various foods that Jews may be interested in buying from non-Jews. So some of them, you're not allowed to, some of them are Asa B'Hano. Tikrubis Abedizor is Asa B'Hano. And then some foods you're not allowed to buy a tray for fish. Some foods are Asa B'Achila and Muta B'Hano. And some foods are Muta B'Achila. Some foods you're allowed to buy and it's Hetagam is Muta B'Achila. So the Mishnah gives an example, honey. You're allowed to buy honey from a non-Jew because it simply can't be treif. The Gemara said, why can't it be treif? Maybe they put in some chazah shmaltz. How do you know? So the Gemara says, it would be masriach, period. If they would have put in chazah shmaltz, it would have been masriach. So what was the answer? So there's a machlekes ha-goyin and ha-rishonim, how to read the Gemara's answer in Avodah Zarah. So the rishonim say, the goy is not an idiot. He doesn't want to ruin his business. He's going to pour in chazah shmaltz. The customer is going to smell it. It'll be masriach, and they won't want to buy it. So obviously, it's for his business purposes. Chazake umalamarem nasi. It's a rubid alesa kamon. The businessman doesn't want to ruin his business. So for to be a good businessman, he's not going to mix in any chazah shmaltz. Sure. So it's a yodua bevadai that he's not going to mix in anything treif. And you can rely on that chazake umalamarem nasi. You rely on that chazake to establish that something you're buying from a non-Jew is kosher. That's what in Hilchas Dogim, in Pei Gimel, or Pei Dalet, when you have the dinim of the Dogim, Pei Gimel, Pei Dalet is Hilchas Taloi. So it's in Pei Gimel, both the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe, both the Beis Yosef. The Ramo originally wrote his Darkei Moshe, he didn't have a Beis Yosef. So that's the Darkei Moshe Ha'oruch. Then when he got a copy of the Beis Yosef, so he figured, what is it going to duplicate everything that the Beis Yosef wrote? So he edited the Ramah, on the tour, so he edited the Darkei Moshe, so that's what we have now. So we have the Darkei Moshe HaKotzer, but they have printed also available as the Darkei Moshe HaOruch. Once in a while he cut out things from the Darkei Moshe, and he didn't put it in the second edition, even though they are important, even though they don't appear in the Beis Yosef. So it's of value to have the Darkei Moshe HaOruch also. So the new editions of the tour, they printed in the back. So there in Siman Pei Gimel, both the Darkei Moshe HaOruch and the Beis Yosef both quote the Tosfos Rid, Amaseches Avodah Zarah, where he talks about buying tuna fish. He writes explicitly tuna fish. Buying tuna fish for non-Jews. There are some rabbis who think that tuna fish is treif. So the Beis Yosef and the Ramah both quote from the Tosfos Rid that you're permitted to buy tuna fish from the non-Jews because we know that that's all they deal in business. They only deal in tuna fish, and if they catch another fish, they would throw it out. So you have a chazaka umal amaram nasei. So you have a right to assume that everything that they're selling you is tuna fish. Of course, if you buy the fish and it has the skin is still on, so you can identify that you can see if it has snapper because we're talking if they removed all the fins and if they removed all the skin. So there's no way to identify the fish once you remove the skin from it. But he says that's what the Beis Yosef and the Ramah both quote from this Tosfos Rid. That if it's vadai, if you know that the Nochri's line is that he only deals in tuna fish, chazal ko'umal amaram nasi, so we know that everything that he's selling is kosher. So that's why Rashi and most of the Rishonim learn in this Gemara. Why does the Mishnah say you're permitted to buy honey from a non-Jew? Maybe the guy's going to mix in some chazal shmalt. The answer is, it's mistrach sarach, it's going to spoil everything. The chazal ko'umal amaram nasi, so you can rely on that chazal, it's rubi d'leisa kaman. Can rely on that Ruben Eloise Kamon for kashrus purposes. The Geoinim learn a different shot in the Gemara. You look there, the Ran on the Rif, and that Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah. When the Gemara explains why you're permitted to buy honey from the Nochri, because he's not going to mix in treif or chazal shmalt, because misvach sarah. So the Geoinim say a different shot. If he mixed in chazal shmalt, it'll be misvach sarah. Doesn't mean it's going to ruin his business, it's going to ruin the product, no one's going to want to buy it. No, Misrach Sarach means it'll undergo a chemical change, and the Chazah Shmaltz will be converted into honey, and everything is mutter. Even if he mixed in the Chazah Shmaltz, it's going to be mutter. Not that it's a hechoche, not that it's a rye that he didn't mix in, because if he would mix in, everything would smell awful. No. Afilu Tema, even if he did mix it in, since it converted into honey, so everything is mutter. So that's obviously what the Rabbeinu Yonah was assuming. Otherwise, why does it give such a mashal? That's what the Rosh says. A gita mashal that if you put a piece in the veil into honey, it converts into honey. So it's mutter. So he says, arvach araboy. Your proof needs a proof. Who says that that's mutter? So obviously, Rabbeinu Yonah understood the pshat in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah that Issa Shenishtana is mutter. So that's a machlekes la'alach. What's the din Issa Shenishtana? So that machlekes of all places is in Arachayim. It really should be. That's a major issue. Comes up all the time in industrial kashrus. At home, it never comes up. No one ever called me up with a shayla that they drop the little chazir into honey and it convert it into honey. That shayla I never heard. But industrial kashrus you have a lot of times a non-kosher food item. Then you have an enzyme. You mix in an enzyme, it totally changes the whole panim chadash. It changes everything from one thing to another. A major shinui. So whenever you have a major shinui, so that's a machloikus. So the Mishnah Brura there quotes a hachro from the Prima Godim. And Ilchus Birchus Hareach and Resh Tezayin. So he quotes a hachro that by Anisa Deraisa you should be machmer, by Anisa Derabbanon you could be mekel. Usually all of these cases come up when you're using an enzyme. The Prima Godim says, and even if it's an Issa Deraisa, but you're going to mix it into something where you know Bevadois, you're going to have Shishim, it's just that it's going to be a Dova Hamamid. So since the whole din of Dova Hamamid, like Batal, is only Midirabbanon, we don't accept that Magen Avraham who said based on the tour in Ilchus Chomet Shav Ala Pesach that Mamid is Deraisa. So the Prima Godim writes, even if you're dealing with an issue, Treif is Deraisa, but the Nidon that we're talking about is that it's serving as a Mamid. It's bottled b'shishim ha'mam. It's a mamid. It's vayta derabbanan. So he says, yikimi meikal an anisa shenishtan. That's the achrav, the prima godim, quoted by the Mishnah Brura. So the Chidush Harim has a collection of Shabbos Tshuvos. So in one of his Tshuvos, he talks about isa shenishtan. What's the mocker in Chumash to say? What's the mocker in the Gemara to say that isa shenishtan is muta? So the mocker we know is this Gemara by the honey. The honey got it from the Gemara. So he says the mocker is from Damsha Bishla. The reason why Damsha Bishla is mutter is because of Nishas and Nishtana. Peledik, why is it Nishtana? If you take a tray for milk and you cook it, it's Nishas and Nishtana. I buy chazer milk and I cook it, so because Bishla makes it Nishas and Nishtana. What the properties change. So very Peledik Tshuvas Harim.
Because the puzzle is Rika, so therefore that's why it's Nishtana. Halachically.
Is that called Nishtana?
I don't know.
You're an anical from the Chidush Harim? Maybe? Okay. Someone should defend him. Okay. Maybe that's what he means. I don't know. I thought it was a Pella. Why in the world should be Yisrael Shenishtana? I thought what they have from Rab Chaim's notebook makes. I remember Rab Soloveitchik said like that. Rab Soloveitchik soon though Pasha, the Damshe Bishl is Mutam and Akara because Dina Kibasa. Just like Dame Ibrahim Shalapirish Dina Kibasa, and after you salt the meat, Kadei Shir Malichi, Kadei Tzliya, 18 minutes, Shir Mil, 22 and a half minutes, whatever Dam's left is Dina Kibasa. So they said, Dam Shabishal is Dina Kibasa. And then 30 years later, I found that they printed this diary of Rab Chaim. So that's what Rab Chaim wrote, that Dam Shabishal is Mutta Melatarika is Dina Kibasa. But the Chidush Harim says that it's Mutta because it's an Issa Shanishtanam. It's Peledik, a little bit Peledik.
That's the Ginzei Agrach?
The Ginzei Agrach, yeah. That's from the Tag Bucha Rab Chaim, yeah.
Is there a problem?
That's a machlekes achreinim. What if I have nevela and I, by mistake, I left it out of the refrigerator for a month and it's awful. It's spoiled. It's awful. Nifsal me'achilo sodom. So nifsal me'achilo sodom is mutam min ha'torah. It's just awesome of the Rabbanon. We'll have to talk about that more. So it's awesome in the Rabbanon. It's if you have tray for food, then nifsam achilas adam. It's mutam and antar based on the pasuk. It says lesochu kol nebela ogerush avshachet tetan abachala. So we saw the gemara now by the zohar daf samaches machlekes rameir reb shimon. We pass like reb shimon. Nifsam achilas adam is mutter. And then there's a machlek is the Ramban and the Rosh and Psochim in the second parak is there an Issa the Rabbanon. So Rabban holds a heta gomer even the Rabbanon. And the beginning of the second chelik yaradeya, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rosh. That it's awesome the Rabbanon. Why? Because of Akshavei. If you sit and you eat it, so you demonstrate that you subjectively, you personally eat it, so you demonstrate as far as you're concerned, it's not called Nifsim Achilas Adam. Minatar, I say, Batal Dai Deitzel Das Kol Bani Adam. That's ridiculous. It's not Roy Achilas Adam, even though he enjoys eating it. But the Rabbanon, I say that mitam achshavei, so it's awesome the Rabbanon to eat it. So then the later post can say, the Chazanish and Rav Moshe Feinstein and many others say, the only time you can say it's awesome the Rabbanon because of achshavei, that's if you sit and eat a whole steak, you eat a whole thing. But let's say they make trefa pills, and the thing tastes awful. They make, let's say they have liver pills or something. So it starts off, it's liver from the Hema Temeya, the thing from an Avela, it starts off not kosher. but it doesn't taste good at all over here. So if the guy's going to sit and pop one pill and another pill, but like eating popcorn, Cracker Jacks, he keeps on eating and eating and eating, that's achshavei. But if he just takes one pill a day, two pills a day or something, you can't say that that's achshavei. So that's what that's what Moshe writes about all the treifa pills. He says that it doesn't taste good, so it's not roi l'achila, so the whole thing is hetagom. Because there is no achshavei over there. So there, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes that din, that nifsal mechilo sadam is mutter, and sometimes it will be mutter mid the rabbanim, but it won't be an achshavei. So there's a machlekes on the bottom of the page, Yad Avram and Rabbi Yanki Femdin is quoted, they have a whole machlekes. Is that a violation of Eim Avat and Isla Chathchila? What's the din? Eim Avat and Isla Chathchila only means to use bitl beroiv, that you're not allowed to do, but here, I'm being matter it with a different twist. I'm being matter because it's nifsal mechilo sadam. I'm being poisal it. So I'm not using bittul. So that's okay. Or do you say no? Eim avat and isla chatchila means you're not allowed to do any act of harama. If you have non-kosher food and you're using a halachic gimmick, you're beating the system. You're making non-kosher food into kosher food, either by bittul or by nefsa machil osodom or by shinui, whatever trick, whatever magic wand you're going to wave to make it mutter, that's also because of harama. You're not allowed to be mum. So that's a machlekes achrenim. The Samach Renim hold that the Pashto says that it's mutter. The Pashto says that Eim Avat and Isla Chathchila is only a problem when you're using bitl beroib. Because when I'm making vegetable soup and I pour in a little bit of chaz shmaltz and I have more than shishim, so there's no problem. So every spoonful of soup that I'm going to eat has a little bit of chaz shmaltz in it. So I'm eating treifas. The treifas is there. It's a halacha that you say bitl beroib. The halacha says you have a right to ignore it. But you're really eating it. But if the thing is nivs machilo sodom, so the pashto says that's heter. Or if it's nishtana, so that's heter. That should be heter. And there's a minority opinion that even that too, to be mishana it, to make it a nisa shenishtana, or to be posel it, to make it nivs machilo sodom, is also included in the isa de rabbon. We are saying maybe about the nisa lachatchil as long as isa de rabbon. So that's the question, how far do you go with that isa? So the minority opinion holds that too is included in Eim Avat HaNisa L'Chathchila, because Eim Avat HaNisa L'Chathchila is the bechina of harama. You're not allowed to do harama. That's in the same tshuva of the Chidush Yerim. My father had his tshuva's Chidush Yerim. So I think that's I read two or three tshuvas, not too many. So that's in the same tshuva. He quotes that line from a tshuva from the Chassam Sofer. Says the Chassam Sofer writes in one place that Eim Avat HaNisa L'Chathchila is because it's an isat shalola harim on dinim derais. You're not allowed to do harama on a din derais. So the way they understood that Eim Avatan is based on harama, so the minority of the achrenim said that huadinami, you're not allowed to be mafsal me'achilos odom, and you wouldn't be allowed to be mishana an isat, to take an isat, make it into an isat shenishtana. That wouldn't be allowed.
Or shouldn't be telling the machlokes and the rishonim by why Eim Avatan is also?
The what?
Is it a chash that you're not going to actually be mevatel it?
Me, you may make a mistake and not have shishim. Yes, yeah, so then alpi pashto should not apply at all to the other case.
I mean,
yeah, should depend on the reasons. Okay. So again, what's this first line in the Ramah and Sifrei? What's the first line? It's a difficult kula here. You really shouldn't rely on this. The Ramah says only the tzarkadl hefse merubet tzarch sugas mitzvah. If you really have a big shasat chakik, melainis avlavach in lahakol klal. Shulman Sadeshin says, what is that kula? That when you salt meat, so how long do you have to salt the meat to succeed in getting out all the dam? So the Rishonim said, shir mil. How long is shir mil? So we usually say 18 minutes, and probably a little more than 18 minutes, probably 22 and a half minutes. Fine. So once you've salted the meat for 22 and a half minutes, so the salting did its job. What exactly does it mean it did its job? It means that there's no dam left. It's not really true. There's still dam left. The dam that's left will have the right to declare that it's moel habasa, it's dina kibasa. Fine. So there is one opinion in Tosis that since the salting does its job in 18 minutes, in 22 and a half minutes, and after its job is done, it's done. What do you mean its job is done? The surface dam has to be removed. The rest is not surface dam. Whatever dam is going to remain, even after shear mill, melicha shear mill, that's not surface dam. So that I declare is moel habos. Okay. So it's a din in hilcha davart of dam. How much dam is called dam? So the dam that remains behind after shear mill is not the surface dam. So that's moel habos. So there's one opinion in Tosis that since the salting did its job, so no longer has a din of maliach kereser. It's only maliach kereser if you did maliach alegdere within the first 22 and a half minutes, within the shear mill. But if I salted something and sitting in salt for an hour, and then something treif touches, or something kosher touched something treif, and the salt was already sitting there for more than a shear mill, so it's no longer pasa koich hamelech, so it's no longer called maliach kereser. Shver evort. Yishak quotes those who distinguished, the achrenim before him, who distinguish and say, Tesis never said it. Tesis says something like that. Tesis says, I salted the chickens and it's sitting there for an hour. And I didn't rinse off the salt yet. So the chickens are flashing. And it's maliach kiris, maliach alikadeiru machma. Not only is it maliach kain, the boy lo liyurcha, where machma, that was Tesis quoted the Abbeini Yisrael or something like that. Maliach kiris is only kain liyurcha. And Tesis says, not correct. Even maliach alikadeiru is also called maliach kiris. So I salted the chicken, they're sitting there for 45 minutes. And then a piece of cheese falls on top. So would you say maliach kereser or not? So Tosfos has one day, no, pasal koach hamelech, the salt already got exhausted because it was working so hot for the first shear mill in order to be mafled to all of the dam, so you no longer say maliach kereser, so can't asa the cheese. So the shita in Tosfos is a very shvera shita. So the Ramah says you really shouldn't rely on it. But the Shach quotes those who are unhappy. Even Tosfos says that you only say pasal koach hamelech, the salt got exhausted if it was working for the first 22 and a half. Well, was it working? It was working to be mitzi dam, and then you say pasal koach hamelech got exhausted. But if you have an item and you pour in a lot of salt, so what is the salt is not doing anything? It's not working. So what do you mean it got exhausted? It doesn't have any koach hamelech anymore. It didn't accomplish anything. I salted some. The chicken was already salted. And then I washed off all the salt. Hadoch achrena. Then I pour in a ton of salt on top of it. So that salt that I put in after the malicha is not doing any work. So why in the world should you say pasal koach hamelech? So the first day in the Ramah, what he quotes, is a very difficult day. Even in Tosfos, it's not accepted. And the Pashta says that this case is not even the same as Tosfos. That's what the Shachtain is here, the long Shach Yudalev. Tosfos only said pasal koach hamelech when it was working, so then it gets exhausted. But in this case, Tam, you did malich on something. So that's a rare opinion. That's a shiti yichido, and the Ramah is prepared to be make of the hefsed merubah letzorch mitzvah tzorch sudas mitzvah very shver. Whenever the Ramah is make of mamakim hefsed merubah, so he writes in the Hagdama to the Taras Chatos, he holds that that's the ikar adin. That's the ikar shita. Shver shita. That should be the ikar shita. Is very talented. Yeah, this din of maliach kereseach only applies if it's tomi maliach the tohor tofil, if the treif of food is maliach. But if the kosher food is maliach and the treif of food is tofil means has no salt, bland, so then it doesn't asa. So here if you have basar and cholov, if they're both maliach, so each one asas the other one, kadei klipo. If only one is maliach and the other one is not maliach, so only the one that's maliach will ask the tofel kedei klipa, the tofel will not ask the maliach kedei klipa. Shad has rarely come up. Maliach kereseach was not so. The only shad I heard maliach kereseach was, there was some fish. In 20 years that I was at the OU, private balabatim, I never heard a shad on maliach kereseach. And industrial cash is also not. The ones that came up was there was a fish store who decided he wants to turn kosher. He's not going to sell non-kosher fish anymore. And he had a wooden table that he used to salt the fish on. So he used to salt non-kosher fish also. So you say, maliach kereseach, the tray for fish that he salted on the table, made a bliya into the wood of the table, kedei klipa. So you had to either scrape off the upper kedei klipa from the wooden table, or Tekasha somehow. That was the only time I ever heard of a Shaila Maliach Kiraset, these kind of things coming up.
They think by wood is also a quarter of an inch. What's the shear by wood?
Something like that. Something like a quarter of an inch, yeah. Okay. These shadows don't come up. Let's see, what's Siman Tzadik Beis? A piece of flesh falls into a pot full of burning hot milk. Okay, everything is burning hot. So you have to give it to a Nachri. Time of the Kachavim. The Nachri has to taste it to see if it has a tam of cholov. So the Mechaber goes with the Din of the Gemara that they do rely on Ti'imas HaKfeilo, Aramor. The Ramah tells you, "Ayin l'kamon simen tzadik ches the einon anoygim lismach atinim asavik echavim ubinin shishim bechol inyan." We never rely on timas anochim. So I think we mentioned already the Prima Gadim there on simen tzadik ches writes it's a little unclear what the Ramah means to say. The Ramah means we're afraid we don't want to trust nochrim, even though the kfeil Ramah should be trusted, the Shach says, because Chazoku Umalamorum Nase. But still, we're afraid maybe there's a Yeridus Hadaris, and maybe the Nachrim should not be Nemonim, even though you have the consideration of Umalamorum Nase. Is that the concern of the Ramah? Or is it the concern of the Ramah because of Shitas Rashi? The Rashi in Teragid Anoshe, on the Gemara of Zeroya B'Sheila, I think we did a little bit Zeroya B'Sheila, no? We spoke a little bit about Zeroya B'Sheila. That when the Nazir finishes the Naziris, he has to bring a Shalmei Nazir. And unlike a normal Shlomim, the Zroya Azroya Lachayayim V'Hakeva is a Matan Skuna when you Shech Chulin. That's when you Shech the Bema Chulin. We don't observe it today in America because we rely on Rashi. That Rashi interprets in the Gemara that we follow the Shitas Hatanaim, that Zerah L'Chayayim HaKeva is only a mat, that's one of the 24 Matans Kuna. That only applies in Eretz Yisrael, doesn't apply in Chutz Lords. Taisit disagrees with Rashi, they don't think that that's what it says in the Gemara. But that's the Minig Olam, everybody relies on Rashi. In Eretz Yisrael, there's nothing to rely on. So if you have a slaughterhouse in Yishech the Behema, the din applies Bizman Azeh. The Torah is still binding even Bizman Azeh. So you have to give Zerah L'Chayayim HaKeva and Eretz Yisrael B'Zman HaZeh. But Zerah L'Chayayim HaKeva doesn't apply to Behemas Kachim. It only applies to Behemas Chulin. And Eretz Yisrael, the way they get around it, they really shouldn't. The way they get around it, they make a Shut V'Sakum. Whenever you have a Shut V'Sakum, so you're not Mechuyiv in Matnas Kunim. Or if you have a Shut V'Sakum with a Kayin in the slaughterhouse, also you're not Mechuyiv in Matnas Kunim. So Shalmei Nozir is the one exception to the rule that the Zeraya, not the L'Chayayim in the Keva, the Zeraya is given to the Kohanim, and only a Kohen is allowed to eat it. Not stam. That you give to the Kohen, he can, if he wants to, he can invite the Yisrael to eat by him. He can give it to as a matana to Yisrael, smuta for Yisrael to eat it. It's not like Truman that it's also Lazar. But the Zerah B'Sheilig, the Gemara says, based on the Pesukim Chumash, is also Lazar. And nonetheless, the Pesukim says you have to cook it together. You have to Zerah B'Sheilig, Shlema, everything all together. So the Gemara says, that we have to abo mechlal lisa, this is an exception to the rule. So that's what we discussed. What was the exception to the rule? So he pointed out, Rashi says, like the Ravid, that usually aim about the nisla chatchila, here it's mutal about the nisla chatchila. And most of the Rishon Meshach says in Simik Tzadik Tes, by the din of aim about the nisla chatchila, most of the Rishon hold aim about the nisla chatchila is only nisla de Rabbanan. It's not a din de Raisa. So what does it mean, Zawaheta? But what is it, in what way is this an exception to the rule on the level of the Raisa? No. This is an exception to the rule that it's a mitzvah bedavka, you mechuyiv to cook the heta with the yisa. You never ever have such a case in Kol HaTarkula. Another case, a mitzvah davka to cook heta together with the yisa. So then the Gemara says, but wait a minute, so how can the Yisrael eat the rest of the fine? It's a mitzvah. And mevatan yisal chatchila, but how can he eat the rest of the flesh? The Gemara says, don't worry, you have shishim. So Tosfos says, what shishim? When shishim? It's talking bim b'minoy. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you should really say min b'mina b'mashu. So that's a very big exception to the rule. I don't know, does the Tana Rabbi Yehuda hold min b'mina b'mashu? Does he also subscribe to everything on this daf? That you cook the Zeroy B'Sheila together with the Shalmei Nazir? And this is an exception to the rule that you don't say min b'mina b'mashu. Mashu means shishim doesn't help and meir doesn't help. I don't know, the Gemara never discusses what would Rabbi Yehuda say about this. He also masks him to everything here, that you cook it together. So Tosfos says, well, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi says, we do pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Tosfos says, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass
him. The
Gemara says that within Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds, I forgot about it. So first the Gemara says, I'll leave it Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. So the Gemara says, I'll leave it Rabbi Yehuda. It is mutter. Okay. That's startling. That you have a case where you say that Nima Mina is not the Mashur. Okay. I forgot the Gemara. So Tosfos comments on the Gemara, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So we pass on that Mim Minoi is not the Mashur. So we pass on Mikarad Mim Minoi is bottled by Rav. And the whole need for Shishim is only Exer the Rabban Otto Mim Mishena Minoi. Mim Mishena Minoi Tam Kika the Raisa. So they need Shishim and Atar. Mim Minoi, the whole need for Shishim by Lach Balach is only with the Rabban. So what does the Gemara say over here? The Gemara says the Shishim in Kola Tarakula is based on Zerah B'Sheila because it's approximately Shishim. So Tosfos says it's clear that the whole Gemara is only an Asmachta Mid Rabbanon. Because we're talking Mim Mina, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass Mim Mina is bottle, and his bottle chad betray, so you don't need Shishim. So the whole Gemara is only an Asmachta. So Rashi seems not to agree with Tosfos. There's a Tosfos in Bava Mitzi also in Perek HaZohar, where Rabbi Kiveg and the Gli and Asha says he doesn't know what in the world Tosfos is talking about. Tosfos sounds like they say that Mim Mina, you need Shishim in HaTorah. By Lach Balach. So Rabbi Kivega writes in the Gilyan Ashas, it's a Pella. So the Rishonim already say on that Tosfos, that Tosfos holds like the Rashi on the Sugya of Zerah B'Sheila. Rashi's opinion is, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda Mim Mina B'Mashu, so Ein L'Dover Sof, says Mashu is Mashu. And Rashi happens to pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So you say here it's an exception to the rule, Zerah B'Sheila. So het abo mechlalis. But if you would have held Mim Mina is not B'Mashu, so Rashi's Shita is, whenever you have Lach Balach, you always need Shishim. That's what the Gemara is establishing by Zerah B'Sheila. Before you bat an eyelash, you always need Shishim. And then after you have the Shishim, so then if it's Mim Mina, so you can't discuss Tam Ki Iker. There is no Nesinas Tam. But if it's Mim Mishena Mina, so now the discussion Erish begins. After you already have Shishim, you always need Shishim by Lach Balach. Mim Mina, Mim Mishena Mina, you always need Shishim. You learn it out from Zerah B'Sheila. And after you have Shishim, if it's a Mim, Mishen, Amina, then you have to roll up his sleeves and start discussing, is it nice and tam or not? So the other Rishonim hold Punk Faker. We had the Shach and Simon Tzadik Tes. Siv Kotten, where was it? Tzadik Ches, excuse me. Simon Tzadik Ches, Siv Kotten. Kot Nechof Tes Simen Tzadik Ches of Kot Nechof Tes in the Shach. What happens if you have something that's nice and tam per Shishim? That's still awesome. Shishim is an approximation. We usually assume that whenever you have Mim Shein and Minoi, so if you have Shishim, it's probably not going to be nice and tam. What if you know about Dois that it is nice and tam? So then it says in Shulchan Aruch that it's awesome. So the Shach quotes from Nisa the Heta, that's only a Chumer Midirabonim. That's only a Chumer Midirabonim. So this is just the opposite from Rashi. Rashi's shita is, whenever you have lach balach, you always need shishim, whether it's mim, 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 you always need shishim. And after you have your shishim, now we have to start discussing tam kikar. So tam kikar deraisa only begins. The whole discussion only begins after shishim. Happens that Rashi holds tam kikar is lav deraisa. Rashi paskins everything different. Rashi paskins mim, mim, is b'mashi, what Tosfos says, we don't accept it. Rashi paskins tam kikar lav deraisa, so we don't accept it. So it happens that what the Shach says from the Issa of the Heta, that when you have Mim Shein Minoi Nois and Tam Pes Shishim is only Medir Rabbanon, that corresponds to Rashi's Psak, because Rashi exactly what Rashi said, but Lagamre coming from a different direction. Rashi holds you always need Shishim before you bat an eyelash, before you even begin to discuss you need Shishim and Atara before you even begin to discuss Tam Ki Iker. And after you have the shishim, then the discussion begins tam ki iker, and Rashi paskins tam ki iker lav derais. And the Shach is assuming, like Tosfos, no, you don't need shishim. Who says you need shishim? Min haTorah, by every lach balach. No, mim b'mino is bottled b'roiv. You don't need shishim. Mim m'sheni min also should have been bottled b'roiv. So the only reason why roiv is not enough, why do you need shishim? Because it's nice and tam, because you say tam ki iker derais. And after you have shishim, it gives a little nesinas tam. That's only tam ki iker derabbanan. A tam, a faint tam, a tam kolish, that's only tam kika the rabbanah. So bottom line, the Rashi with the Shach, b'shem the Issa v'het, and Tzadik Ches, the Kotn Chav Tes, they're saying the same thing. were from totally different angles. Each one started from a different starting point. So the Prima Godim writes there in Tzimet Tzadik Ches on that Ramah. The Ramah says here, Tzadik Beis, Sif Aleph. I look at Tzadik Ches, Ein Ana Nog, Nisma Chatim, Asav, Gacham, Bina Shish, Mechal Inyin. So the Prima Godim writes, he's not sure. Did the Ramah mean, we don't want to trust the Nochri? Or did the Ramah mean, no, we're Choshish for Rashi Shita. According to Rashi, every case of Lach Balach, you always need Shishim before you bat an eyelash. You need Shishim and Atara, before you begin any discussion. Even if Mim and Minoi is not B'mashu, you need Shishim and Atara. Mim Sheini Minoi, you always need Shishim. You always need Shishim before you begin any discussion. So maybe that's what the Ramah is Choshish for, that you always need Shishim. He's not sure. There's a famous Harua that they have from the Maharil Diskin, that some treifis fell into kosher, and there was no shishim, So the Ramos says that it's asa, and we can't rely on timas kvelo. So the Maharil Diskin was a genius. So he said, let's feed it to a nochri, and if the nochri says it has no tam, the svardim follow the mechaber. The mechaber says timas kvelo aramo is okay. So if the nochri says it doesn't have any tam of treifis, the Sephardi can eat it. The Sephardi is Jewish. Once the Sephardi is going to taste it, he's going to say it doesn't have a tam of treifis, then the Ashkenazim can eat it also. Because he understood the Chumash Ramah was only that we don't trust Anochri. But according to the other Tzad and the Prima Godim, that the Chumash Ramah is that Yechosh is for the Rashi Shita, so it's not going to help. This whole Chachma, it's an ingenious Mahalach, but the whole Chachma is not going to work. If Yechosh is for Rashi, so that's Kach Nemar Halacha, that Shishim is always needed by every Lach Balach. Even if it's in a nice and tam, even if it's mim and mina, you always need shish. So that's the shayla. What's pshat? The Prima Godim is not sure what pshat in the Ramah was, and the Maharil Diskin was sure. Okay. And then we have Siv Gimel. This we discussed already. Kishin Esra Chatich Machmas Acholov. If you have a piece of meat and it was cooking in milk and it became basa b'cholov, so you say chaticha na'atzma nasas nevela. And now, if I took this chaticha's basar and I put it into another pot, and now the cholov becomes diluted because the tama cholov becomes espashet and the whole kedera. So now I should say, since the cholov was nizbatul b'shishim in the second kedera, so I no longer have basa b'cholov. I have succeeded in separating all of the cholov, because I was mevatel the cholov. The basar is still here, but the cholov is gone. So that was a machlekes in the Gemara, where they say efshe l'soch the muta, efshe l'soch the asar. So we pass on that efshe l'soch the asar, efshe l'soch the asar. So that you're not allowed to eat that chaticha. Yeah, you're not permitted to eat that chaticha. This din that you're not permitted to eat that chaticha, is that only by basar b'cholov? What about by Shari Surin? Let's say I have a piece of kosher meat, and I cooked it with, by mistake, I cooked it in a pot with chazer schmaltz. Mim shein amino, let's say chazer schmaltz. And it was nice and tam, chazer schmaltz was nice and tam into the kosher meat. Or I cooked potatoes, whatever. I cooked potatoes in the chazer schmaltz, and it has a mesina stam. So it became treif not because of basa b'chol, it became treif because of shari surin. And then I take this chaticha's heter that has a tam of isur in it, and now I cook it in another pot. And now the treif of bliya that it had is mispashet b'chol akedera, and now for sure you have shishim against the treifus. So would you say that the original chaticha is chazel ha-teiroi? So that's a stir in Shulchan Aruch. So here the Mechaber writes in Siv Dalet, that's a stir in the Mechaber. So Ibn Mechaber writes, "Isiv dalad le'omer chaticha atzma." When the Gemara said chaticha atzma nasis nevela in the sugya and daf kufches amud aleph on the days, chaticha atzma nasis nevela. So the Gemara says it with two ramifications. Number one, that this chaticha remains asura li'olam void. The chaticha's basar that had tam cholov in it, and now I cook the chaticha's basar in a pot of water, and the tam hacholov is nispashet all over. Now I have shishim against the tam hacholov. No longer taste any tam hacholov in the basar. So I say, number one, I say the chatichas baser remains osir. You're not allowed to eat this baser. Chatichas manasas nevela. You're not allowed to eat it. And number two, even the water in the pot is also osir. I but I have shishim against the cholov that was balua in the baser. That's not enough. You have to have shishim against the baser. Even though you succeeded in being mevatel cholov, you have to have shishim to be mevatel both the baser and the cholov. So if you only have shishim connected to the cholov, you don't have shishim connected to the baser. You're not allowed to eat the water in the pot, or if you cook this treif, a piece of baser b'cholov, in a pot of vegetable soup, and you have shishim connected to the milk, but you don't have shishim connected to the baser, so the whole vegetable soup is going to be treif. So the mechaber. So there are two dinim in chatichatzma nasas nevela. Number one, chatichatzma remains asura, even though I succeeded in squeezing out so much cholov, the chatichas baser no longer has tam cholov. And number two, that you need shishim keneged the whole chaticha in order to be mate the whole pot of soup. So the mechaber writes lo yomer chatichatz manas nevela ela bebasa becholav ablo b'shari sum. That's how Rav Rishonim hold like that. The Ramah is machmer like the Rabbein Tam. That's the minority opinion. But Rav Rishonim say like the Rabbein Tam. So the mechaber writes lo yomer ela bebasa becholav ablo b'shari sum kegon kezayis chelev shenivla bechaticha ve'im bo shishim levatlo v'nesrei not larita chatichas basa. Then I took the chatichas heter that has the chaylev in it, and I cook it in a pot. You don't need shishim keneged the whole chaticha that was boleya. The chaylev, you only need shishim keneged the chaylev. Oz, afilu hachaticha atzmo chazeres lios muteres. So the mechaber writes that bishari surim, you don't say chaticha nas nevela on both levels. The chaticha atzmo is chazeres lehetera. Is chazeres lehetera. And number two, you don't need to be matter the rest of the soup in the pot. You don't need shishim keneged the whole chaticha, or you need a shishim keneged because ice chelev that fell into that chaticha. So the Shach says, Teimo, this is a contradiction. Shach and Yud Aleph. He says, Teimo, de lekamon, reish simen kuvav kosav. The Mechaber is speaking there too. Chaticha atzma omer is biyisura. That the chaticha itself that was balea, the kezayis of chelev, will never be mutter. Why? Shehuisa shebo ain't a niflat mimeno legamre. If it would have been niflat mimeno legamre, that was the gemara that we had about tregel de milcha. That you have the schmaltz when you broil the meat and the dam, the trefer dam, the meat, the steak was never salted before. So it has dam that's awesome. So when you broil the meat, and the dam drips down and the schmaltz drips down. So the dam and the schmaltz are getting cooked together in the pan on the bottom. So I want to retrieve the schmaltz. But the schmaltz is treif, it has a bleer from the dam. So the Gemara says there's a chemical procedure whereby you can remove every speck of dam and you'll only have left the schmaltz, and that'll be chazal ater. So that's a beferish Gemara, that epshel hafrido is also is mutter bishari surim. If you know that you have removed every speck of treif of dam from the schmaltz, then it's going to be mutter. So Yidin Mechaber says, when I took the chatichas basa that has a kazais of chelev shenivla bo, and I cook it in a pot full of soup, so the Mechaber says, you don't need shishim keneged the whole chaticha, all you need is shishim keneged the kazais chelev shebo, because you don't say chaticha nas nevela bishari surim, but chaticha atzma liyola masura. Why? Because Shahisa Shaba in a nifla the man of legamre. If it would have been nifla the man of legamre, it would have been Epshal Afrida Mutta. That was the Gemara by the Tregelach Milcha. Everybody agrees to that. The machlek is that we had in the Shach and Simakuv Zayin, in Simakuv Hei, Sif Zayin, Sif Kotn Yud Zayin, in the Shach, that was where the Epshal Afrida is Mutta by Basa Becholo. But Bishari Surim, it's a Befevish Gemara, the Epshal Afrida is Mutta. So here the Machaber is, the Shach and Tzadik Beis, Sif Kotn Yud Aleph, is quoting the Machaber from Reish Simen Kuvav. He says, if it would have been Epshel Afrida, Bishari Surim would have been Mutta. But he says, Eina Niflam Mena Legamre. So it's not the case of Epshel Afrida. So the Chatich Atzma is Nisheris B'Yisur. And here he writes, Chatich Atzma Chazeres Lius Muteres. Yeah, why should the Mechaber say Chatich Atzma? Why should it be Ameres B'Yisur? Why do you have to have Dafke Epshel Afrido? What's wrong with Epshel Asofto? By Basar B'Cholav, I understand why. That's what Basar B'Cholav. You need Tam Cholav in the Basar to create basa b'chalav. But once he created basa b'chalav, so we pass him like the opinion that even if you squeeze out so much chalav, that it no longer is nice and tam in the basa, but bottom line, you still have basa b'chalav, so it retains the yisra of basa b'chalav. Okay, by basa b'chalav I understand. There's even an opinion by basa b'chalav, efshel afrida is also. So even if you'll hold efshel afrida is mutter by basa b'chalav also, but efshel asachta is still also. Bottom line, you still have tam b'chalav, so you can label it as basa b'chalav. But what are you going to say? Bishari surim? Add a piece of meat that has a kezayis of chalav nivla in it, and it's nice and tam in the piece of meat. And then I cook this piece of meat in a big kedera full of vegetable soup. There's so much tam hachalav was removed that the basa no longer has the tam hachalav. So why shouldn't osa chaticha be chazaris liyas materis? Why shouldn't the mechaber over here be right? The last line in the mechaber siv dalet. Why does he say over there that efshel esachta bishari surim is asar? Only efshel afrida is muta. Why? So it must be lachari that he's saying a new din. He's saying a new din that when you have treifus that falls into kosher food, it's only muta based on bitl. So apparently he thinks that ain't bitl ala metchilas sataruvus. It's a new halacha. When the isa fell in at the time, the chelav, the kazais chelav was absorbed into the chatichas basar. There was no shishim against it. At that time it was nice and tam. So metchilas sataruvus. It was not nizbatel. So even though now I took this piece of meat and I cooked it in a pot full of vegetable soup, and so much more of the tamachelev was nispashit in the whole pot that the chatichas basar no longer has a tamachelev. So now if the shayla would have come up now like this, this would have been the tchilas ha-shayla. I would have said mutter, it's nizbatel. But since the tchilas ha-tarubis was originally it was nice and tam, and at that time it was not nizbatel, so that's what we said, that there's a machlokes and achrayim, machlokes Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Heshiv Moshe. The Yismach Moshe is Chuvas Sefer. It's called Heshiv Moshe. The achrayim quote this machlokes. What's the din if you cooked chametz bePesach was a mashu? What machma chametz bePesach is not bottled a mashu. Chametz in Isarv Kodem a Pesach is mizbatel, and you don't say chayzev in here. Chametz shenisar b'pesach, I say chametz shenisar b'pesach is b'mashu, it doesn't become mizbatel. So what happens with this? Let's say I still have the meichel. A funny case, I still have the meichel, I'm saving it for next year. That's a rare case. So the case that we usually discuss is not a case like that. I use a Pesach dikka frying pan on chalamoy. It's a Pesach dikka frying pan, and by mistake I use the chametz dikka fork. So the chametz dikka fork is ena ben yoimai. We haven't used the chametz dikka fork for 24 hours at all, period. We haven't used it for any hot chametz. I haven't used it at all for less. But the wife went away on chalamoy, and the husband's making his own breakfast. So he fries the eggs in the Pesach dikka frying pan, and the chacham forgot that it's Pesach, so he uses the chametz dikka fork. So the chametz dikka fork is ena ben yoimai. So we're machmer to consider Klish Eina Ben Yomo is considered a mashu. That's a machlekes in Achreinim. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Ramon, the Darkei Moshe. The Ramon, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything about that. Ramon Shulchan Aruch just has a machlekes with the Mechaber, whether Noisim Tam Levgam, the Pesach is bottle or not. He say if you have Bitl B'Shishim, doesn't work on Pesach, because Chametz B'Pesach has been mashu. So he say that if the Chametz falls into Heter on Pesach, and it's nice and tam lev gam, it would have tasted better if a little bit of chametz dikka vinegar falls into a delicious meichel. The meichel is still edible, it's right like it, but it would have tasted better without the chametz dikka vinegar that fell in. So that's called nice and tam lev gam. It's pekin and mixtus. And the Mechaber says, like Rov Harishonim, that nice and tam lev gam is mutter even bePesach, because the heter of nice and tam lev gam is not based on bitl. The din of chametz bePesach is bemasho just means that bitl does work. But if nifsa machilas hakelav, it will be muta. It will be muta. So here, if it's nois and tam levgam, that's muta. And the Ramo is machma, like the minority of the Rishonim, the nois and tam levgam is also based on bitl, and since chametz bePesach is b'mashu, bitl doesn't work, so the hat of nois and tam levgam doesn't work. So that's a machilas mechab and the Ramo in Hilchas Pesach, in Shulchan Aruch, and in Yeridei also, the same about nois and tam levgam, when the nois and tam levgam is muta on Pesach or not. But the Ramo in the Shulchan Aruch never says as far as he writes in the Darkei Moshe and Hilchas Pesach. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Darkei Moshe the next step. Not only did the Ramo mean to say that Noisim Tam Levgam is a Mashahu, even if you use the chametz dika cliche in ben yomo, that we assume that that's going to make a nice tam lugam, that's also called the mashu. There were those who distinguished. They say no, nice tam lugam is based on bitl, but cliche in ben yomo. So the bli is mamish nifsach v'hisriach v'nifsad. It's nifsa machilas hakelef. There's nothing to discuss. So the Mishnah Berurah says we don't follow that opinion. We consider the bliya coming from a cliche in a menyoma as a regular nesin tam lev gam, and since the Rama is machmen that nesin tam lev gam be pesach is called a mashu, so we would be machmen. So let's say by mistake, so I was frying the eggs on Pesach, I used a Pesach dikah frying pan and a chametz dikah fork to mix around the eggs. A chametz dikah fork was in a benyom, so we would ask the eggs. We would ask the Rama is machmen and nesin tam lev gam, so we would be machmen in a benyoma. So I throw out the eggs. Okay, I'm not going to eat the eggs. So the shah says, what about the frying pan? I just made the frying pan chametz dik. So I'm not allowed to use the frying pan. Okay, so what if I wait till next Pesach? Well, I say, chametz kadima Pesach is bottle. So before next Pesach, shnas tav shin ayin, by the time comes next Pesach, so now the whole issue of the chametz dik bliya in the Pesach dik apat, it started off as a nice and tamal of gam. So it started off as a bottle. The chametz kadma pesach is bottles. When it comes pesach tapshinayin, it's chametz is bottle kadma pesach. Is shaylo? And he say no. Since the tchilas atarubis happened on Pesach and there was no bittel b'shas tchilas atarubis, so later on you don't say all of a sudden that it becomes bottle. So that whole einfall that ain't bittel al mechilas atarubis is based on. That mechaber lekamon reisim ekuvov. Even though b'shari surim you don't say chaticha nas nevele, that's only the second din chaticha nas nevele, that we require shishim keneged both the baser and the cholov. So here you don't require shishim keneged the carrier of the yisa with the yisa. It's enough if you have shishim against the kazais of the chelov. You don't need shishim keneged the chaticha that's carrying the chelov. So that the mechaber paskins, you don't say chaticha atzma nas nevele b'shari surim. But he says this chaticha nasmele you do say oisa chaticha nisheres biyisura lefi sheisa shebo ain aniflat mena legamre. If it would have been niflat mena legamre, would have been efshel lafrid, it would have been mutta b'shari surim. That's enough in the Gemara tregel in the milcha. But since it's ain aniflat legamre, that's the Rabban has a lashon ain hagol ba'ichlin. If you do hagol on kelim, then we assume that the entire bliya comes out. But if you do hagol on oichlim, have a chaticha that has a chaticha's basa has a kezayis of trefa chaylev in it, and I cook it in a pot of soup. See, I have no right to assume that all of the chaylev came out. No, ein hagol b'echlin, ein anifle b'mena legamri. That's the same as the Ramban, ein hagol b'echlin. There's still going to be a little bit left. So this oisach hatich and nesher is b'isur. So why is it nesher is b'isura? Right now I have shishim again, ein anos and tam now. So apparently the mechaber holds a psanudin, ein bitul ala metchila satar rubis.
What's wrong with the shach's answer?
The Shach sends it to the Stira.
Yeah.
Okay, what does he say? The Shach presents it. It's a Stira. How can you farenfa? Let's see. But Rabba Gosham, the Ramah there in Kufav Haven understood Shem Dorm says and says, Gadesh Lista Dorm says that Kokal Beferish. Mamish enough in a Stira. Macham Nilash, Mashkos Gamatlon, Mashkos Mikodim. He says, here it's a. That the Mechaber says osa chaticha nisheres the isura after right the mutter b'shish and mekam kam chaticha b'isura im hoisa ruil is kabed ena makir ena betel vel kam ashmalan de ena kem ishar isurim that there's no din of chaticha ruil is kabed if it's an isur if it's an it's not an isur machmas atzma. How does Shach answer this theory now, Hamal? That chaticha will be nisheres b'isura, and here when the mechaber says osa chaticha chazeres lius materis, if it'll be bottle chad betray, that's what it means. The shach, the Rama presents it as a steer in the mechaber. So the shach wants to farem for when the mechaber says over here osa chaticha atzma chazeres lius materis means if it'll be bottle chad betray, and even if it's a chaticha reilus gab, it'll still be bottle chad betray. But he says the mechaber really holds that osa chaticha is nisheres b'isura. What he said in Kufav is correct. Osa chaticha is nisheres b'yisura, but it won't be an isa machmas atzmo. It'll be an isa machmas balua. So even if it'll be a chaticha reilus gabed, it'll still be bottle. Okay. But still, the mechaber does say that the mechaber, dika mechaber is in kuvav. Here it's because of bittel. Here it's because of bittel of chad betray yavish biyavish. Osa chaticha chazeres lias muteris if it'll be bottle chad betray yavish biyavish. But if it won't be bottle chad betray, then he says in simen kuvav that it will be osa. Why is it osa? So you see, the mechaber holds from such a klal. Ein bittelela metchila sataruvis. It's a new klal. Ein bittelela metchila sataruvis. You have a discussion when we learn Tzadik Tes, we'll have to see, does what it says in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadik Tes, does it contradict this Mechaber? That he holds ain't bitul el mitchilo satarus. Anyway, chams bepesach is b'mashehu is a chumer. It's not like over here. Here the chaticha became osa because of kazayis chelov. It really became osa. So here the mechaber paskins ain't bitul el mitchilo satarus. It's also chaticha nisheres b'yisura.
Isn't that only because it's a chaticha ruli eskabin? It's a iser machlas atzma. But from the fact that if it wasn't Nisr Machmas Atzmo, so then you don't have the Chumra of Chaticha Rulei Skabe. So then,
if you have a Chaticha's Bosa that's Bolea, Kazai Ischelev, that's not a Nisr Machmas Atzmo. So if that Chaticha is a Rulei Skabe gets mixed in with another two Chatichas, it will be Bottle Beroi. So he says, when the Mechaber writes over here, was Afila Chaticha Atzmo Chazeris Lis Materis, if it'll be Nisbatl, Chad Betray, Yavish Beyavish, with another two Chatichas. But he writes in Kuvav, those are Chatich and the Sheris Bisurim. So if it didn't get mixed up, so the Chatich will be Asura. No? Is that what he says? It's not a Nisa here, he says, Kamash Malan the Mechabe, it's not a Nisa Machmas Atzma. Those are Chatich and Chazer, it's Lias Mater, as if it'll be in this battle, Chat Betray, with another two Yavish be Yavish, it's battle, Chat Betray. And even if it's a chatich, so what's the chiddush? Means even though it's a chatich roilus kabeid, it's not a nisa machmas atzma. The balua is not roilus kabeid. The chatich is hetter, and the balua is not roilus kabeid. So that's bottle. But he said the basic psak of the mechaber, what he wrote in kuvav, this is talking about a chitimtze if it became this bottle chad betray with other chatichas. But what he wrote in kuvav is what he holds that ain't bitul elam tchilos atarubis. Ein bitul elam tchilos atarubis. So that's what some said by the chomis b'mashuhu b'pesach. Ein bitul tchilos atarubis. Even if you want to use the pot for next Pesach, you still have to kasha. You don't consider it like chomish in his battle kaidim at Pesach. And others held no. Even if you hold like that mechaber, come on, chomis b'pesach mashu is a chumre. It's a chumre on top of a chumre, top of a chumre. Chomis b'mashuhu starts off as a chumre. And the Rabbi Natam and the Shiltas didn't have that girsa in the Gemara. And if you have a big shasak chafsid merube. So the Achrayim said you can be mitzarif the Rabbein and Tamar the Shiltas with other tzadim lahakol to be mekel. It's not 100% klar. The chametz bePesach is b'mashu. There's room to negotiate on that. And then even if the old chametz Pesach b'mashu, Rav Harishanim hold like the mechaber, the nois and tam levgam is not included in mashu. So there are more machmer on that. And even if you hold from the chumrah, there's still room to distinguish between kli sheina ben yoma. Kli sheina ben yoma is a better heter than nois and tam levgam. So the Mishnah Berurah was kind enough to quote that chumrah from the Darkei Moshe. So it's three chumras, one on top of the other. Then you're going to say, "Ein bitul elam tchilos atarubis." So that's what other poskim hold. No, you know, enough chumras. You're not mechuyev to apply "Ein bitul elam tchilos atarubis" to a case where the whole thing is three chumras, one piled up on top of the other. But that's the story begins over here. So Mechaber paskins like the Rov Harishonim that Chaticha Nasrel does not apply to Shari Surim. Afilo osan chatich atzma chazeres lias materis. Pasha b'shad mechaber is over here. He is soisa, but he wrote there. Pasha b'shad osan chaticha becomes materis, not because of bitul. And then the Ramo says v'yesham and daminu b'chol yisim chatich atzma nasmel. This is an industrial kashrus. This is the most often shaila that comes up. Comes up all the time when you have a product that has 35 different ingredients. And one of the ingredients has one ingredient that's, and one of the ingredients has 25 ingredients in it. And one of those ingredients, one of the 25 ingredients, and one of the 25 ingredients here, is treif. And it gets mixed in with 25 other ingredients, and it wasn't bottled b'shishim. But by the time I mix it into this thing, you're going to have shishim against the treife chelik. But you didn't have shishim originally. And then it falls into this thing, you don't have shishim against the whole thing, against the carrier of the yisr. So that's the Rambam's chumrah. And it's not enough to have shishim against the kezayis chelik, you have to have shishim against the carrier of the yisr. But then the Rambam himself has two days. Is that only if it's the iser is lach, is nivla into a chaticha? What if it's a taruvis of lach belach? What if a little, that's what it usually is, these shalas that come up. There was an ingredient that had 25 ingredients mixed in, one of them was treif. And that treif ingredient is lach, and the whole thing is lach. And then you pour this into another lach, and you make some kind of soup out of it. So everything is lach belach belach, everything is lach. So that time the Ramah quotes, that's a vaita machloikis. Do you say? They say Hanan Bishari Surim Balach Balach. The Basa Bechalo, where Hanan is a din, Chatichanas Noel is a din deraisa. So it does make a difference, Lach Balach or Lach Biyavish. That's the Ramoa, the end, to fourth line, fifth line before the end of Siv Dalit is over. The Ramoa says, Viesh Lis Machazeb Bishari Surim, the Tzorch Hepsid Godel, Avalo the Basa Bechalo. The Basa Bechalo, Chatichanas Noel, is a din deraisa, so there's no svara in the world to distinguish between lach balach and lach biyavish. Here the Shach and Tezvav quotes, Shach Zivkot and Tezvav quotes, why aren't you makel by behefsid meruba by lach balach by basa b'cholav? So he says, because by basa b'cholav, chaticha nas nevel is a din deraisa, so that's not right to be makel over there. So he says, wrong. That's not the reason why. What is a machloikis where they say chaticha nas nevela balach balach bebasa becholav? Shach said there never was a machloikis. Tfilin is dait the ena mishum chume. Kol yamam bari bezer kemucha behedi begimare. He's wrong. Chaticha nas nevela bebasa becholav, there never was a machloikis. Whether it applies to lach balach, of course it applies. You're going to have milk and you're going to have fleshy geschmaltz and everything is liquidy. It's chaticha nas nevela deraisa. There's no machloikis. The only machloikis only is bishari surim. Because bishari surim, we had the other day, the Chavis Das was explaining, Bishari Surim Chaticha Nas Nevela is not to be taken literally. It's not that Heter Nepach Liosisa. The Heter remains Heter. And he brought a Raya from the Chitim that were Balea Yayin Esech. So Yayin Esech is Asabano, the Chitim Amutabano. So even though the Chitim were Balea Yayin Esech, so I'm permitted to sell the Chitim to a Nochri. But Chaticha Nas Nevela, Chitim became Asabano. He says, it's not true. The Chitim never become Asabano. If it would have become Asmana, you would have said Efshel Afrida would be Asa. It never became Asa Bano. It's just that then, when you calculate Shishim, you have to calculate Keneged Kuloi. The Chitim remain Mutabano. So when I sell Chitim to the Nachri, he doesn't pay extra money because of the fact that it has Tam Yai Nesach in it. He pays the same amount of money. So I'm not Nene from the Yisr. So Chanan Bishari Surim doesn't mean Heta Nepach Liasisa. That's not correct. Chanan Bishari Surim is just that then, when you calculate Shishim, you have to calculate Keneged Kula. So that's what the Ramah quotes, the Machlokes HaRishonim, doesn't make, why? You have to measure Shishim Keneged, the carrier of the Yisr. So Ramah quotes Machlokes HaRishonim, maybe it's only called the carrier of the Yisr if Chelev, Kezayis Chelev was Niflu and Tachaticha of a steak. What if you have a liquid treifis gets mixed in? It's not Nivla. A liquid treifis gets mixed in with another 24 liquids of kosher, and then the whole thing is thrown into this big liquid at the end. It's Lach Balach. You call that's a carrier of the Issa. It falls into in the same state that it was originally. It was an Issa Lach, falls into 24 other Lachs, it's not Batal B'Shishim, then it falls into the final Lach. So it fell into the final product that we're discussing eating in the same form that it was originally. So what do you mean? Why is that called the carrier of the Issa? If you have Treifis, becomes Nivla, Kazayis Chedim becomes Nivla into a steak. And then the steak falls into a pot of soup. So then you say you need shishim keneg the whole carrier of the yisr. One opinion was that it's a din deraisa. Rabbi Kevega quoted Rabbi Kevega over here on the shach of Kotn Yud Beis and Tzadik Beis of Kotn Yud Beis on the shach. He quoted that the Taisus Kufam Yud Beis called the Hanan Bishari Surim is a din deraisa, and the shach does not accept that. The shach in Yud Beis says we don't accept that. He passed the Hanan Bishari Surim is only the rabbanim. So what's the nature of this din? Even if it's deraisa, what's the nature of the din? The vart is, it's not enough when you measure shishim keneged the yisr, you have to measure shishim keneged the carrier of the yisr. So that's why by shari surim, It's not a vort of hetan nepach liyasisa. That's a machlekes. What about lach balach? Can you call it the carrier of the yisa? But by basa b'cholav, chanan means that it's hetan nepach liyasisa. So the shach says there never was a machlekes, but the chanan applies to lach balach. L'chola days it applies. Not like Dapi Rabbi V writes. That since it's a machlekes, a beishari sum, so in the rabbonim, a mekel and basa b'cholav, chanan is deraisim a machmen. No, it's not your machmen. There never was a da. No one ever said mutter. No one ever said. They said v'chein kosev rashi bo b'toras abayis orach. That there never was a machlekes. That's the important shach as well. And we pointed out that Prima Gadim quotes a Tshuvas HaRadvaz. So if you have Chanan Bishari Surin, Bechol HaVakum, that's the Prima Gadim, the last page in Hilchus, the Shtivsei Das, and the end of Tzadik Zayin, that's the last page in Hilchus Basa Bechola. It's in Tzadik Zayin, Sipsei Das, and Kotn Aleph. And the paragraph begins, B'tshuvas HaRadvaz. So he says, the Radvaz says that you don't say Chanan b'shari surim b'lach b'lach b'chol avakum. So the Prima Gadim understood the reason why, because Chanan b'shari surim b'lach b'lach is a machloikas, and the Ramah is mekel b'makam hefzid merub, it means that mi'ikar adin, you really don't say Chanan b'shari surim b'lach b'lach. So he says that chol avakum is manazeh, is more kal than it used to be, because b'zman ha'gemar there was a real concern. The Nachum really used to mix in, and there are some countries where they still, in Switzerland, they still mix in sometimes Chola Behemet Meir. But where the Radvaz lived and where we lived, they never mix in. The Lamai said they never mix in Chola Behemet Meir. So since it's there's more room to be Mekel, so you're not Mechayiv to be Machna. Moshe Feinstein understands the Tshuvas HaRadvaz differently, not only because it's Chola Vakam as Manazez and Issa Kal, he says by all Isurim the Rabbonim, he's prepared to say that you don't say Hanan Bishari Surim Balach Balach. Whopper of a cooling. Okay, let's stop here. So I mentioned that Sunday I have to be out of town. I won't be able to give a shit. Be there on Monday. We'll try to continue in Sadiq base.